All pests covered on the ACE exam are in the same kingdom, Animalia. This probably isn't new information for you. However, at the next step, we see a split between the invertebrates and the vertebrates. All living things with an exoskeleton are in the phylum Arthropoda, meaning joint-footed. Along with insects, spiders, mites, millipedes, and other pests, this group includes crabs, lobsters, and shrimp. All insects are in the class Insecta, a pretty easy one to remember. This class is defined by having three body segments, three pairs of jointed legs, antennae, and of course, an exoskeleton, as all arthropods have. This class is huge, with an estimated 10 million currently living species on Earth. The vast majority of all living things are insects. Within the class Insecta, there are somewhere between 28 and 30 orders of insects. The world of taxonomy and classification is hotly debated, and insects are often grouped and then regrouped, and it isn't uncommon for there to be disagreements about what things should be called and what groups are most closely related to others. The naming scheme you learn now would not be the same as the one you would have been taught 30 years ago. At the order level, you begin to get into the groups of insects you're most familiar with hearing about. Coleoptera is an order that contains all beetles. Lepidoptera contains the butterflies and moths, and Columbella contain the springtails. Order names often end in ERA, but not always. For a model insect, I've chosen the Florida carpenter ant. This species is in the order Hymenoptera, along with all the ants, all bees, wasps, and hornets. Carpenter ants, and all others, are in the family Formicidae. Family names always end with the suffix DAE. It should be noted that there are other levels of classification between the ones we talk about. For ants, there are several subfamilies that can help people keep them straight, something we will cover in the ant-specific module. We are almost to the bottom now. Carpenter ants are in the genus Camponotus. Insects sharing the same genus name are incredibly closely related, and by some definitions they must be able to crossbreed, though their offspring may not be reproductively viable. The species name for the Florida carpenter ant is Floridanus, but when referring to the species scientifically, both genus and species names are always given. A couple of other points about scientific names. When written, genus and species are always written in italics, and the species portion is always lowercased. This naming scheme, called binomial nomenclature, has been in use for nearly 350 years and has greatly reduced confusion across the world. Most of the time you can get away with using a common name, like Oriental cockroach, because people know what you mean, and in your region, that can only mean one thing. However, if you are talking to someone from across the world, they might not have any idea what you mean by Oriental cockroach. Since scientific names are universal, there can be no mistaking what insect you are referring to.